Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about how to be a good person. We'd like to better understand what does it mean to be a good person? How can we learn and teach others to be better people, our children, for example? Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Tal, please. Yeah, it's really important for us to talk about it, especially now when we as parents, as a society, want to raise our children to become better people. Surveys show that empathy is in decline. We hear about the distress that children are experiencing, boycotts at school, and so on. And there are many problems in terms of how children treat each other. And we'd like to understand, what is a good person? What should we direct our children at? What is the example that we actually have to show our children? Now, we know that a good person is someone who's pleasant to others, behaves nicely, takes others into consideration, gives, contributes. And this is the example that we have of what a good person is. Now, where did our perception about what a good person is come from? From our ego. As simple as that. I want to be surrounded by nice people. Good people, pleasant people that behave nicely, pleasantly, treat me favorably. And that's it. And I'm well off. This is what a child wants, and we really see that this is also how nature arranges things for children. First of all, a child's mother, then the other relatives, that he's raised on their hands practically in a good and nice way, and we'd like to feel this way all throughout life. Now, the question is, why doesn't nature arrange it so for us? Right. So it's a good question. We're reaching a state where our childhood, our adolescence comes to an end, and we suddenly see that the world isn't such a great place to live, grow up in. I think that nowadays, children discover it much earlier. Right. And so the question is, why did nature arrange things this way? Because I see that this is how it is for everyone. For animals, everywhere practically, this is how it is. That we're in an environment where we're loved until we don't even have the chance to fully grow up and we go into this really bad world, the very opposite of what we thought before. And then I suddenly discover that I'm afraid of different things, different events, different things that happen that come to me. Why? Why is the world bad? And this is how it is for everyone. We also see that this existential war happens on all levels. And all the more regarding man himself. He suffers from everyone. And in such a way that were we not to build different systems that could strengthen him, protect him. I don't know who'd reach adulthood altogether. It's a problem. It's a problem, and nature is arranging it this way for us so that, first of all, we, the grown-ups, will be concerned with how to make this world a better place. Meaning that the entire emphasis is on education, on how do we raise a better society with better, more pleasant people. I think that this is something that everyone aspires for. So is this really the image that you see as a good person that we should aspire for? Because you said that it comes from our ego. We don't understand what a good world, a good person is. To be good, we don't understand what that is. We understand everything, feel everything, decide everything according to our ego. And our ego it can't be good, because by nature, as an egoist, I think about myself. I can take others into consideration to the extent to which I'll benefit from it myself, but if I don't, I can't. I can't think about it. It's very simple. By nature, I'm built this way that I, myself, am incapable of being good to others simply so, just so. If I am good to others, it's because it's beneficial for me in some way. And then I treat them correspondingly to that extent. I treat them nicely, meaning that I want to benefit from them, something in return. And only to the extent to which it's beneficial to me, and only. And therefore, our world can't be good because it's always based on everyone wanting to succeed, to benefit, to do good to others in order to receive from others. And only to that extent, it's called good. Meaning, even the good that I do to others, it's not that I do it to others, but I do good to myself, actually. And therefore, the world can't be good. It's only in the case of parents and their children. That then, regarding their children, they want for their children to feel good, to be well off, but it's an instinct, otherwise life wouldn't continue. But besides that, on the internet there are many clips of how people help other people, and they give and give, and eventually how it makes them feel good, and how they become happier as a result. Therefore, they do good to others. And people really love seeing these clips. They get millions of views. And we ourselves, maybe if we do that too. There are also researchers that show that people that help others, it makes them feel good even more than taking for themselves. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't really see it in life. What people like watching, that these things get a million views, and that people like telling about it, it's also good. But still, I see that the world's deteriorating. You can especially see it among children, where children don't hide how they feel, how much cruelty you have there many times, and all the struggle of powers. You said that a child finishes school and goes off into life, but many children experience this existential war throughout their childhood, that they have to protect themselves, meaning this evil that's hidden in our nature is revealed very early in life. And therefore, this is the distress that we're starting out from. So what should we aim them at? What is the image of that true good person that we should direct them at? The image of a true good person who knows how to do good to everyone without relating it to himself, for him to benefit as a result, because if he benefits as a result, he'll do it in a limited, restricted fashion, in a certain way, only on condition that he feels some kind of benefit in return, and once he won't feel any kind of benefit in return, that doing good to others doesn't pay off, then he'll stop doing it, and he'll even cause others bad. Because all in all, his ego, his nature, is to receive good from others. So whether it's to treat others in a good or in a bad way, it doesn't matter to a person. The main thing is to receive in return what he wants. And this is how our nature is. And there's no point in expecting for that to change. What's actually the problem with people treating others favorably in order to succeed in society? My ego, which is my basis, does not allow me to behave in a good and nice way to others. I have to get some kind of reward in return, something. And I don't see that I'm getting anything in return. If I'll treat others favorably, then they'll treat me favorably. Okay, happens. I come to some new workplace, and so I treat everyone nicely and favorably and so on. Why? Because I want for them to accept me. Once I'm no longer concerned with them accepting me, I've already been accepted, suppose. I start disregarding them, because my nature forces me to act this way, and there's nothing that you can do. Therefore, there's no point in expecting for us to build a good, nice society out of our own nature, where we treat each other favorably. I feel no benefit as a result. Why do I have to spend so many efforts and energy in order to treat others favorably? It's against my own nature. I want to receive all the time. I want to use others all the time. I want to all the time feel that I'm more important, that I'm stronger, that I deserve more. And in order to give something to someone else, I don't feel any inclination toward that, any drive to do that. Okay. Up until now, we talked about man's egoistic nature that pushes him to do different things. First of all, he wants to be surrounded by good and nice people that will treat him favorably. Sometimes he's willing to treat others favorably if he gets something in return, and if he doesn't get anything in return, he'll stop treating them favorably. Necessarily, he'll stop because that's his nature. So, man's like a machine that works according to cost-effectiveness, even if it happens in a person subconsciously. This man's nature. Now, when we want to educate a person, what should be our goal? We understand that man's nature is egoistic. This is our nature. It's not good. It's not bad. It's nature. Now, we're living in a society. We want to create some kind of an educational process, the outcome of which will be the best possible person that we can get. What should that person be like at the end of the process? First of all, we have to understand that a person will not do anything good to others unless he'll see some kind of benefit. This I understand. Now, the question is, how can I treat others favorably in return for what kind of benefit will I treat others favorably? So here we have to think, what do we give a person? Suppose religion says that what you'll get is heaven. You'll feel good, things are going to be in your favor. After you die, after 120, you'll die, everyone dies. This is how it is in our world. And then you'll go into a state where you'll be judged. There's always a trial. And then, according to how you treat others, you'll be judged. And then you'll have a true outcome. And then, according to how you treat others, you'll be given a good and nice place in the next life, in the second phase stage. And people buy that because, for sure, at some point we have to part with this life. So, because you have no choice, it's possible to somehow think that there is something. It's better to think that there is something, and if there is something, it's better to buy right now already some good, safe place there, pleasant place, in return for what? For not stealing, killing, this, that, but to do good things to others, and so on. And this is what religion's based on. That's it. This is what people think. We see that throughout human evolution, it doesn't work. It stopped working. It worked for a short period because our ego that forces us to think about ourselves is constantly growing. And it's really growing exponentially in this very sharp curve upwards. And I reach a state where I simply can't think about the next world. What's important for me is this world. If I'll steal and I'll have something here and now as a result of stealing, but later, what will happen to you later? Can't think about that. I simply can't. It's not that I'm saying that I'm stupid, that what am I doing? How? No, I simply can't. Meaning nature itself did this really special trick on us that we see that we can't work for a better future. Our ego is so narrow, so short-sighted, so simple and foolish, that it's like with a little child when I'm telling him, look, you better not do it. I can't. I want it. I want it here and now. We see it on children, and we're the same. And it's a wonder, because actually, those people that founded the religious education or moral education altogether, they were thinking in all nations, throughout the generations, they thought that by that they can arrange human society and for things to be good. And a few dozens or even hundreds of years went by, and we see that all these things fly out the window, that we can't hold people this way, and so we build a legal system. So we'll give them some kind of punishment here, and we'll even give them some kind of reward here and now. They'll be, you know, appreciated by society. We'll talk about them. We'll write about them. We'll give them medals that they're good and nice people. And to the contrary, we'll throw them in jail. We'll say how bad that person is and so on. In terms of a reward, it's a problem. No one wants to work that way. But in terms of punishment, people do take that into consideration as much as they can. So they become more cunning, how to steal in such a way that no one will find out, and so on. And so I see that that's how it works. Still, we can't raise a person, educate, teach a person to be good to others. And we see it today that society is very cunning. It does so many dirty things. Really, everyone's in a lie and filth, and all the more they're proud about it. And they create different laws in order to strengthen the lie, in order to strengthen their ability to be bad to others and justify themselves and so on. This is what's happening. Therefore, today, we're really perplexed. And I have nothing to give to others. I have nothing to give my children. I have no method by which I can think that if I'll publicize it, if I'll study it, and if I'll teach it to my children, they'll have a better world. I don't. And this is our generation that's facing true darkness. They see that there's no way to restrain people. Drugs, murder, prostitution, all those things that I can't even talk about, that are already so common in society that I can't say that it seems wrong to me, because then they can do to me who knows what. Because there are such behaviors in society that not only that it's a norm, but people are proud of it. If we look at a society of children, where you can see that they're really drawn to bad behavior, and the stronger you are, the more dominant you are, there we can really see our nature. So can we expect to see something else from them? No, never. Only worse and worse. Why? Why can't we work with that, change it? How? By what? What can we give a little person or a grown-up person? What kind of reward can we give them that'll pay off for them to be good to others? Not to do bad to others, okay, somehow we can keep ourselves. Why? Because otherwise we might be harmed. I'll be caught, beaten up, thrown in jail, get a fine. I'll be shamed. even though that shame doesn't work that much anymore. But still. But it doesn't force me to do good things. It only forces me not to openly do bad things. What then? Maybe we can talk a bit about what can this generation facing the darkness do differently. We only need the recognition of evil, that this way we cannot advance, that we're reaching a state that's real darkness, that I see everyone on the street as my enemies, haters, people that can't talk to each other, that think poorly about each other, that to begin with are willing to do bad to others, to the closest people. And that as if we can no longer exist this way. When I'll see that I can no longer exist this way, even at home, even in my family, as it says, it's written, a person's enemies are his household. Something like that. That the people that live together with him at home, they're the ones that are his enemies, that hate him. So, if so, I'll already see that I'm pushed into a corner and there's nothing I can do, and I'm told, now we will teach you how to have a good life. Do you want it, or do you want to continue with this? Then maybe I'll agree to at least listen. And then we have to invent a method of education for that person, but a method of education that covers for everything. Not to be a bit better, not to hit each other like we tell children, but a method, an educational method that will really change human nature. You hear that? Human nature. Not that you'll keep yourself against your evil inclination nor not to harm others. And then you'll live that way as if like good children. It's not good. But somehow, like we handcuff them, we tie them up or something. That's called that they're good kids. Unless we correct their evil inclination, they're not good. They remain bad. So I have to give a person such an education that will change their nature, that instead of a bad person, that person will become good. And then that person will behave according to the good and nice attitude that he has towards others. How's that possible? In this education, there should be, in the meantime, two levels. The one level is that I do good to others because I get a very nice reward in return. And such a reward that doesn't depend upon others, but that it's as if from heaven. That if I treat others favorably, I'm on a roll in life. I have everything abundantly. I understand that as a result, I grow nicely. The matter of this world, the next world, like we said, things like that, on the one hand. On the other hand, the result, the outcome of this education that I'm forced to keep in order to be rewarded, the reward is that I become a good person myself. That I'll have a good nature, that I'll want to treat others nicely and favorably, that I won't want to be bad to others. And then, if I reach that, I have no problem. It's not hard for me to do good things, nice things for everyone, to hug everyone, to live in a good, nice world, and bestow and love and giving, really open to everyone. This is what education has to bring me to. And I know only one method, the educational method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that can bring us to that. And unless we change our nature from egoistic to altruistic, nothing will help. Our time's almost up. And maybe as a final question, you just said that the method of education of the wisdom of Kabbalah can really create a change in human nature, that at the end of this educational process, a person will feel that what he wants is to benefit others. Why does he want to benefit others? What does it give him? What's the incentive? What does he get? Yeah, what does he get in return that suddenly his desire changes that he wants to benefit? What do you get now when you do bad things to others? You get pleasure. You're proud about it. You're better than that other person. You derive pleasure from the bad actions. So you'll derive pleasure from good actions. It's actually creating a new human being, new, that starts enjoying giving to others, that also starts feeling that the others and himself are one and the same, that we're all as one, not as brothers, but truly as one body. So that person's desire to benefit others is a result of his entire perception of him and the others in reality changing from one end to the other. True. This is the result of Kabbalistic education. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.